Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Dusting off one's bed before sleeping. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when a person goes to bed, he should dust it off with the inside portion of his lungi, as he does not know what insects, etc., may have crept into his bed during his absence. Note, sometimes certain harmful insects, such as bed bugs, etc., make their homes inside one's bedding. Hence, as a precautionary measure, one should resort to the above sunnah. Dusting of the bed when returning to it after a while. In this Adab al-Mufrad, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has entitled a chapter with the words re-dusting one's bed after a short period of absence. To substantiate this, he has narrated the following hadith. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when anybody goes to bed, he should dust the bed with the inside of his lungi and thereafter recite Bismillah, as he does not know what could be concealed therein. The sunnah posture. Sayyidina Barra ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would go to bed, he sallallahu alayhi wasallam would lie on his right side. Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when you go to bed, sleep on your right side. Note that there is substantial medical benefits in sleeping on the right side. Hafiz ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi writes that this posture aids a person in awakening without much difficulty. One does not go into a deep sleep because the heart remains suspended. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi writes that sleeping on the left side is detrimental to one's health. Sleeping on the right side reminds one of the life in the grave, as this will be the posture therein, inshallah. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanakallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.